I guess I go in with challenging my fears, because I have a lot as a starting out engineer. You know, I worry a lot and I have really bad imposter syndrome, but I just go in, and when I am given a tough story or something, I just grab it and go with it.
My name's Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast here in Phoenix, Arizona this week with an amazing event called ACT, produced by Chick Tech. And because I am in Phoenix, I am getting to celebrate some of the most extraordinary women in tech. I'm really excited to see what's happening in the Phoenix, Arizona tech space. And I have Lauren here to talk about a company that I've known about forever called Infusionsoft. Go ahead and introduce yourself to everyone and tell them a little bit about what you do.
Hey everyone, I'm Lauren Namba. I am a front-end software engineer at Infusionsoft. We make sales and marketing automation software for small businesses. So it's pretty cool
company. It's like the, essentially, if you want to geek out on data and email marketing, that's Infusionsoft. They take the data from your email, at least they used to, so tell me if what's changed since, but they take the data from your email list so that you could better email your members, your customers, your community, so that it could be targeting their specific interests or what time they open an email or where they're based or just all the data. Do they have a dog? Do they not have a dog? Do they open it at 4 in the morning? Do they open it on a Saturday? Or is it sunny weather? I mean, whatever, like just a ton of data so your emails can be that much more personalized.
Yeah. I mean, we're really growing. We're introducing the new Infusionsoft, and we have a few. My team, for example, is a new team that's starting on a new project. It's an Android app, so that's pretty cool.
Like, that's cool. Yeah. And do you guys already have iPhone app? No, right?
We don't, yeah.
Yeah, no. Did I get it right, though, my description, or has anything changed since?
Yeah, it's pretty damn close.
Yeah, rad. And when did you first become a software engineer? Is Infusionsoft your first parlay at it, or did you do it before?
Yeah, so I actually have a unique story in that way. Yay. I've been at Infusionsoft for about 8 months, but before that I was a teacher.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, so I have a pretty strange way of getting here. I went to Galvanize, which is a it has a web development immersive program.
Right.
And it just opened up in Phoenix last year. So
awesome.
Yeah.
So you went to a coding boot camp called Galvanize. How did you discover the coding boot camp?
So I knew I wanted to get into coding, but I wasn't really sure how. I started researching a bunch of boot camps out in LA because that was kind of the area that I felt closest to.
Right.
But I found out that Galvanize was opening here in my home. So I was so excited.
Yeah.
I didn't have to leave. I could just, you know, start up here.
Do you live in Phoenix or do you live in Chandler?
I do. I live in Phoenix. I work in Chandler, but
so you do the commute?
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard about your commute. Isn't it actually 40 minutes?
Yeah, it could be on the way home, but on the way there it's about 25. That's nice.
And when did you in your life did you first discover you were interested in technology? Did you have tech at home when you were growing up?
So my mom actually has always told me that if she grew up right now, she would definitely be in tech. But in that time, she programmed a little in COBOL, I think.
Right.
But it was mostly business programming. So she didn't really have the opportunity to do that. But I actually didn't really have an interest that much growing up. I didn't necessarily have an interest, but I just didn't really know that that was an opportunity that I had.
Yeah.
To be honest. So I kind of got into it I was looking for other careers besides teaching.
Right.
And I really liked the creativity of teaching. And I wanted to help people and build, in the same sort of way that you can build lesson plans as a teacher.
Right.
And I thought, oh, I'd be good at web design because I was really good at, you know, making worksheets and kind of nerding out with that, with teaching. But so that kind of led me to JavaScript and then into coding and now front end development.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's amazing. The way someone gets to where they are is just always fascinates me. So, and how did you discover Infusionsoft?
Okay, so that's actually through Galvanize. My career services manager, Maria, she actually had worked at Infusionsoft. She was a hiring manager there.
Right.
And she had a panel come in of speakers from different size companies, and one of them was from Infusionsoft. And so I kind of talked with him. I was really interested in what he had to say.
Right.
The company, he was talking about the company culture, and I really connected with that.
Right.
And then I researched them. And I read about their core values, and then I fell in love with their company. And I was like, I want to work there. And so I kind of built up this little bond with the hiring manager and took a tour and applied.
That's so funny. I just gave a workshop this morning here on developing a culture code and putting together core values.
Yes.
So important. So, yes. What are some of the core values at Infusionsoft that stood out for you?
Yeah, so we have 7 now. It was changed from 9, but... we learn always is a huge thing for me because I feel like I'm always learning, even at 29 now, totally like new skills. I'm learning React Native at work, which is really cool. And we build trust. Trust is really important to have with your team. We win together is a great one as a company, just celebrating success.
That one's great. Yeah. Yeah.
You can hear people applauding at random hours of the day just... because sales hit their numbers and, you know, it's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I love that. And what do you see for yourself in the next couple of years? Where would you like to go from here?
Yeah. So I'm just I'm very early in my career.
Yeah.
So I definitely want to progress as a software engineer. I'd love to just get my hands on as much technology as I can. I'm learning React Native right now, and I'm really enjoying it. So I'd kind of like to keep going with that. We're building an Android app, and I'd like to explore that a lot more.
Totally.
And then, you know, progress as a software engineer up the chain.
And what resources are you accessing to learn React?
You know, to be honest, the biggest one is just trial and error, just getting in there. I did a little bit of reading through the docs before I started getting my hands on the code, but other than that, it's mostly just been all hands-on experience and working with my teammates. They're great mentors for me, so it's pretty cool in that way.
And how do you best strategically plan? How do you prepare to be your best self?
So to prepare to be my best self, I guess I go in with challenging my fears. I have a lot as a starting out engineer. You know, I worry a lot and I have really bad imposter syndrome, but I just go in and really, when I am given a tough story or something, I just grab it and go with it. And if I don't know something, I look it up, or, you know, I'll research on Google until I figure out the answer, just play around with the code. Just approach everything sort of with a hands-on mindset. Just do it.
Are there some processes that you really respect and admire that have really worked well for you that you either see in the Infusionsoft organization or you yourself have learned just in ways to be more productive or effective as a workflow?
Yeah, we have like deep work time sort of. I mean, like we've tried that on my team where we don't talk or email or Slack or anything in the morning, and we'll just kind of, you know, be heads down, put our earbuds in or whatever, and just code for the morning. And then if we have issues we need to talk over, we can do that after lunch or something. That kind of works well for me. But I also like collaboration, so I like to be able to just be like, hey, can you help me with this? Or can you look at this piece of code? So I'm kind of, either way works for me.
No, it's totally fine. And I think it's really brave of you to be here right now, despite feeling that this is your first podcast and it's a very nerve-wracking situation. What advice would you give everyone else on how to overcome feeling those nerves, but showing up anyway as you are right now?
Yeah. So one thing that that sticks with me from Galvanize is I had he was in my class, another classmate with me, and he basically was really good at coding.
Yeah.
And he just really got it, and he had a good mindset and always a positive attitude. And I just asked him, like, how have you gotten to where you are?
Yeah.
And he just said, like, I just will it to happen. And, you know, I think about something and I believe that it's going to happen, and it does. And so that's kind of what I did, like, going into my interview at Infusionsoft. I didn't think that I could do that, you know?
Yeah.
But I just went in thinking, okay, just will it to happen.
And, yeah.
And it did.
That's cool. Awesome. Yeah. Yay. And how can people connect with you?
They can connect with me through LinkedIn. That's the best, probably, way to.
Cool. Can you spell your name for everybody?
Yes, it's Lauren, LAUREN, and my last name is Namba, NAMBA.
Sweet. Lauren, thank you so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast. You've been amazing. Seriously. I'm so excited to talk about Infusionsoft even just for a second, because it's a company that's been around with the rise of the whole startup culture. So it's really, really exciting to see that it's grown. How many employees does it have now?
Over 500.
Holy shit. Okay.
Yeah,
huge.
We just opened some offices in Atlanta and San Francisco. So
crazy. So crazy that I knew about these guys when literally day one, new company to over 500 employees.
Yeah.
If you want to connect with more incredible women in tech, remember, go to the Women in Tech Facebook group, womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. Takes you straight to the Facebook group. Say hello on social at Women in Tech Show, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Women in Tech is an independently funded project funded by you, the community. So the way that you could support us is by going to patreon.com/womenintech and making a small contribution. Every little bit counts. That's Patreon, patreon.com/womenintech. Thank you so much for believing in our vision.